We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, now mostly cloudy and 32 degrees. President Biden has a talk with Russian President Vladimir Putin today with new fears Russian troops could invade Ukraine.
President Biden plans to raise his concerns about a Russian troop buildup near the Ukrainian border.
This is the moment for Russia to pull back their military buildup at the border, that diplomacy is the right path forward here.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki stopped short of indicating the U.S. response to Russia if an incursion into Ukraine is made, but the administration is meeting with European allies.
Our objective, first and foremost, is to prevent the move forward, the military progression that we saw happen in 2014.
U.S. officials also say the two leaders will address cybersecurity and Iran's nuclear program. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A police standoff with a man in a stolen rental truck was resolved after several hours in South Wichita.
It began around 8 Monday morning when the man allegedly broke into a business at Broadway in Boston and stole keys to a truck. An employee called 911. Police arrived, but the man refused to get out of the truck, which was still in the parking lot. Police Captain Wendell Nicholson says after several hours, negotiators convinced the man to step out of the truck.
And he was taken into custody by one of our police service dogs. And he's been taken to an area hospital where he'll be treated and then he'll be booked for indicated charges.
The nearby Hamilton Middle School was placed on lockout while the incident played out, but classes continued in the school as normal. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
As of Monday morning, state health officials report Kansas still does not have any cases of the COVID-19 Omicron variant, but cases of the coronavirus continue to climb. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment says 3,310 more Kansans tested positive for the coronavirus since Friday, while 3,528 tested negative. Of the newer positive cases, 162 are the COVID-19 Delta variant. The KDHE says 13 more Kansas deaths have been linked to COVID-19, bringing the state's death toll to 6,743. It also reports 77 new hospitalizations for people with COVID-19 since Friday. A former top aide to former Vice President Mike Pence is cooperating with the House panel investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol.
Mark Short, who served as Chief of Staff to Vice President Mike Pence, is said to be working with the January 6th committee after receiving a subpoena. Short was at the Capitol on January 6th and fled with Pence, where he had been presiding over the Senate as rioters had called for Pence's hanging. According to the Associated Press, Short was present for several White House meetings ahead of the attack. They also report he had been banned from the White House grounds by former President Trump for rejecting calls to pressure the vice president to reject the election's results. So far, the panel has spoken to more than 250 witnesses, many of them voluntarily. In Washington, Sean Langell, Fox News.
An actor accused of staging a racist hate crime against himself takes the witness stand. Fox's Matt Finn has the story.
On Monday, Jussie Smollett testified under oath multiple times that there was no hoax. Jussie Smollett and his defense team are now trying to discredit the Chicago police and the Osundaro brothers and potentially create some doubt amongst the jury. Some highlights from Smollett's testimony on the stand. Smollett says that he did not call police after his alleged attack because, quote, as a black man, he does not trust police.
The judge says the case could wrap up by Wednesday. Pearl Harbor attack survivors are expected to gather at the site of the bombing to remember those killed 80 years ago today. About 30 survivors and 100 other veterans of the war were expected to participate in a ceremony at a pier overlooking the USS Arizona Memorial. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Steve at 10 in the morning, KNSS, Tuesday morning, December 7th, 6:10 now, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Kansas Department of Transportation warning us over the weekend that it is still peak deer season on the roadways there. They did so with a really bad pun because it said, protect what you hold dear. Of course, spelled D-E-E-R.
Please.
Yeah. But it does go to show you that... especially at dawn and dusk, the deer are definitely active out there. So it's something to watch out for. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Some mid and high-level clouds continue to spread in from the west here early on. And as south winds return, we won't be quite as cool as yesterday with a high 44. Clearing overnight, low near 30. Sunshine on Wednesday with a high 53. And we're right back in the mid-60s on Thursday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, a south wind at 15 miles per hour and 32 degrees. 6:11, Steve and 10 in the morning here on KNSS. December 7th, we had a partly cloudy, windy, cooler day across central Kansas Monday. Wichita's high temperature was just 42 degrees. Normal high for the date, 48.
Ah!
And beyond that, we had a 51-mile-per-hour wind gust from the north, clocked out near Eisenhower National Airport. 51 miles per hour, so that made it feel a lot cooler.
Yeah, my walk yesterday was... Yeah, I was starting to get kind of cold by the end of it.
And it's brisk out there this morning as well. If you're heading out, a jacket is well worth your consideration, we'll put it that way. Because
yeah. Although it's going to warm up a little bit from what it was yesterday.
Right now that south wind at 15 and 32 degrees, it's cool out there.
Yeah.
It's cooler than we're accustomed to.
Now, Steve, before we get too far, I do have to ask you something. I talked about it yesterday with Ted, but we had to talk about KFH's prize giveaway on Friday at Taco Bell, the Christmas cash giveaway that we had. Now that I've got you here, how did that go on Friday?
The Kellogg, we were at South Seneca and Pawnee, and it went very, very well. The manager there, Vicky, has done several of these. She's been at that location for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And
I used to have a friend who worked at that one.
Yeah. They picked out, it was a woman that we gave the money to, $98 to, and she kind of looked at me, and I explained to her what was going on, and she kind of blinked her eyes, and then tears started coming to her, come rolling down her cheeks, and she couldn't speak.
Awesome.
And I said, well, that was a good one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was on Friday. Now, K Coming up this week, we're going to have, where am I going to be? I'm going to Taco Bell at 21st and Ridge out northwest.
Northwest side.
That'll be on Friday, I believe, in the 5 o'clock hour. People are going to do a lighter one there on Friday coming up. So, yeah, having a ball with these $98 we're giving away to people just driving through the drive-up windows, not expecting anything. We were talking earlier about the wildlife and so forth, and this morning as I came out of my driveway and went down toward the turn to go back down to 13th, there in the front yard of somebody's house was a nice little fox.
Oh, neat.
It was a big fluffy tail just kind of walking around looking at me.
Critter watch.
Yeah. Hadn't seen a fox in the area for quite a while, but yeah, he was out. Maybe the cool weather brought him out, he or she. Then as I got to Rock Road, turned east coming on Douglas toward the radio stations here, there was a possum waddling across the street.
Mm.
Took him a long time, but I slowed down so I wouldn't hit him. I
didn't splash him.
Not very good looking, but they're nice little quiet animals that do some good in this world, I'm sure. So, so I got a fox and a possum today. And I hope nobody runs into a deer. That would be bad.
I don't know. Mm-mm. The last time I spotted a possum, I thought it was actually kind of funny. There's at the apartment that I live, there's a back fence. Just about every night I go out to get into my car, I see a cat who is balancing himself on that wooden fence, walking, you know, one direction or another or something. I see that particular cat a lot. It was maybe yesterday or the day before, I saw him on the fence, and a possum jumped up there, and that cat flipped out and was running along that fence being chased by a possum.
Thought it was going to be lunch.
I thought it was funny.
December 7th, on this date in 1941, the Empire of Japan launched an air raid on the U.S. Navy base at Pearl Harbor in Hawaii, as well as targets in Malaya, Hong Kong, Guam, the Philippines, and Wake Island. The United States declared war against Japan the next day. Of course, we'd had an oil embargo against Japan. We'd done as many things as you could possibly do.
Yep.
To try to tone them down on their invasion of China and so forth. But, it came to this. And, of course, there's a lot to it. I mean, all the bombers lined up in a row in the Philippines on the airstrip there so it could all be taken out at once by the Japanese. Just a lot of weird stories coming out of that day. But that was the day that got us into World War II officially. The prosecutor on that case against the student accused in last week's deadly Michigan school shooting, the one who charged his parents, says it's also possible officials could face charges. This is school officials. Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald says the investigation continues, and what the probe turns up will determine if school officials would be charged. This woman she's all business. She's going after this. McDonald didn't spell out areas in which school officials might be held liable, but she notes that when it comes to the Oxford High School shooting, a lot could have been done different. And I'll tell you, from what I've heard, I mean, the kid had drawings, he had threats. There's every reason in the world that kid should not have been in that school, and the school officials knew it, and they didn't do anything.
Wow.
Now, they're gonna take some blame. If not, criminal prosecution. You know, I can't imagine that happening here. I mean, knowing Terry Moses and the folks in our school district, anything like that, they would have acted promptly to lance that boil. It's creepy. It's an ugly story. U.S. Department of Justice ending its probe into the 1955 lynching of Emmett Till, a black teen from Chicago who was abducted, tortured, and killed after witnesses said he whistled at a white woman in Mississippi. Probe was reopened after a 2017 book quoted the woman, Carolyn Bryant Donham, as saying she lied when she claimed Till accosted her at work at a store in Money, Mississippi. Her relatives have publicly denied Donham recanted her claims. So the recant couldn't be proven, I guess. Till's family, meanwhile, says it's disappointed that there is still no one held accountable for the killing. And I'll tell you what, I hate to say this, but it's just been too long ago, it looks like.
Yeah.
And obviously it's a terrible, terrible racist story, but it's been so long. Oof. All right, on a happier note, to 6:18, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. It is sports time, and Jad Chambers is on our sports desk this morning. Take it away, Jad.
Well, it was announced yesterday, Wichita State junior forward Jane Asende named to the American Athletic Conference weekly honor roll for the second straight week. The Ugandan native averaged 12.7 points, 12 rebounds, 2.3 steals over three games last week to help the Shockers go 2-1 on the week. She got double-doubles in two of the three games and now has double-doubles in four of the last five games since being put into the starting lineup. Asinde and the Shockers have the rest of the week off before hosting Grambling State on Saturday. Wichita State's Morris Udeze, named to the AAC honor roll for the week of last week, November 29th through December 5th, over two games last week. The 6'8" junior forward out of Houston averaged 16 points, 5.5 rebounds, while shooting 59% from the field. It's the first weekly honor of the season for Udeze, the second in his career. And the Shockers have the rest of the week off before returning to action Saturday against Norfolk State. And that'll be at Charles Koch Arena. We've got the AP college basketball poll out with a win over Duke. Purdue, number one in the Associated Press men's college basketball poll for the first time. The Boilermakers were a unanimous number one in the poll to move up from number two last week. Reigning national champion Baylor moved up to number two. Duke, UCLA, and Gonzaga round out the top five. KU comes in at number eight, just under Texas at number seven. So there we go. Collegiate softball players across the country now will have the opportunity to play in a Kansas Summer League. The Sunflower Summer Collegiate Softball League is set to begin play in 2022. League Commissioner Casey Walkup announced that in a press conference yesterday. Each summer, the Sunflower League will bring nearly 100 students to South Central Kansas. There'll be six teams in the league. Some opportunity for future expansion there as well. It'll happen from around June 17th to around July 17th. Walkup said the plan is to have a mixture of single game and doubleheader formats, with all teams participating in a weekly showcase on Saturdays at Wilkins Stadium on the state of Wichita State University, or on the campus of Wichita State University. So that will be interesting. Collegiate softball coming to, you know, Wichita State in the summer league form. Pretty interesting. The NBA last night, the Phoenix Suns beat San Antonio 108-104, starting at guard for Phoenix. Former Wichita State Shocker Landry Shamet, 11 points, 3 rebounds, and 3 assists. The Suns have won 19 of their last 20 during a stretch since late October. Phoenix is tied with Golden State for the best record atop the NBA. We had Monday Night Football in some pretty rough conditions in Buffalo last night, and the red-hot New England Patriots defeated the Bills 14-10. That game was carried live on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The wind was gusting up to 40 miles per hour there. New England ran the ball 46 times. Steve, they only attempted 3 passes.
Wow.
In the game.
Hello.
3 times. And, you know, that's Bill Belichick. You got to do what you got to do. That windy, run the ball. So the Patriots now have a 7-game winning streak, a record of 9-4, and they're in the number one stop atop the conference standings in the AFC. And at 6 o'clock tonight, over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH, we have KU basketball, the Jayhawks, hosting the Miners of UTEP. Again, that's 6 o'clock over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH tonight. And that's sports on Steve and Ted in the Morning.
So, Interest Bank Arena for the game Sunday, but my son-in-law and my grandson, and we're way up at the top, but they start out the game and they're pounding the ball down into Udeze.
Yeah.
And the guy he's working, he's really looking great because the guy guarding him is about 6 inches taller and 50 pounds heavier. And Udeze's just having his way with him, moving in, making baskets.
Right.
So what happens? They're piling up a lot of 10, 12, 13-point lead. What happens? They stop doing it.
Yeah.
They just stopped. Yeah, it was working, so they stopped doing it. I don't know. I'm not questioning the coaches or the players or anything, but why?
You
just
might
keep doing something that works.
Anyway. Let me tell you, you aren't the only one, and you're not questioning it, but I heard plenty of similar
people
questioning it yesterday. Of course, I...
On the sports show?
Yeah. Well, I'm the producer of Sports Daily over on KFH, so yeah, that was kind of a constant refrain I was hearing yesterday was, hey, why not hammer the ball inside? That seemed to be working.
Well, and, you know, at times they were also standing around perimeter looking at each other. So there's a reason they got beat. Let's put it that way.
Well, another thing they said on Sports Daily was, you know, to be fair to basically everybody there, that was kind of an ugly game all around.
It was.
Yeah. Really, neither team was shooting the ball well.
Yeah, so, it was.
There you go.
6:23 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. What is the best time of day to exercise? That's coming up, Steve, at 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
Holidays are where memories are made with loved ones.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh. 6:30 here on this Tuesday morning. 32 degrees and even freezing. A Wichita man has been sentenced to more than 17 years behind bars for a deadly shooting that occurred in late 2020. 18-year-old Nathaniel Brandy was sentenced for second-degree murder, robbery, and criminal use of weapons. Brandy will consecutively serve 199 months in the Kansas Department of Corrections and 12 months in the county jail. Police say Brandy was involved in the fatal shooting of 20-year-old Cooper Kelly in December of 2020 over an illegal drug deal arranged over social media. Brandy was 17 at the time of the shooting and was tried as an adult. Bob Dole served in the U.S. House of Representatives for 8 years, but spent most of his time in Washington serving in the Senate from 1969 to 1996.
The seat is now held by Kansas Senator Jerry Moran, who paid tribute to Dole Monday from the floor of the Senate.
The tremendous challenge that that caused for me, knowing that those footsteps, my feet would never fit in those shoes. I sit and work from the Dole desk. This drawer has his name sketched in it. And it's a reminder to me about those shoes left unfilled.
Bob Dole will lie in state beginning Thursday in the nation's capital. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
In Harper, a man was shot and injured by a police officer after a struggle over a knife, the Kansas Bureau of Investigation says. More on the story now from Kansas Information Network's Britt Swigert.
Kenneth Smith, 61, was shot by a Harper police officer at an apartment complex. He underwent surgery and was in good and stable condition, the KBI said. The officer responded to the apartment complex after police received a report of a man damaging property at an apartment complex in Harper. Smith was holding a knife and struggled with the officer, who sprayed Smith with pepper spray, according to a preliminary report. Smith was shot once in the arm when he advanced toward the officer with the knife, the KBI said. The officer backed out of the apartment and Smith barricaded himself inside. Harper police officers and Harper County Sheriff's deputies forced their way back into the apartment and struggled with Smith again before subduing him. No law enforcement officers were in.
Oxford, Michigan schools will slowly reopen next week. They've been closed since last week's mass shooting at the high school.
The reopening starting Monday will be slow and methodical. The school district says there will be grief counseling, meals for families, and trauma response training for teachers. School Superintendent Tim Throne says they plan on balancing social and emotional needs with low-stress academics as they strive to return to normalcy. He says there will also be an increased police presence when children return to the classroom. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
A congressman is quitting the House to work for former President Trump.
Republican Devin Nunes of California is stepping down from Congress at the end of the year to take a new job as CEO of Trump Media and Technology. The new group aimed at launching a social media platform to rival Twitter. The former president said in a statement, Nunes understands that we must stop the liberal media and big tech from destroying the freedoms that make America great. Nunes was a staunch supporter of President Trump during his impeachment processes, but new draft redistricting maps show it may be hard for Nunes to win his congressional seat again. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Yesterday and today have felt much more like the month of December with cooler weather, but that's going to be changing by the end of the week. We will be right back in the low 70s. Cloudy and breezy throughout today with a high 44, a clearing sky overnight, low near 30, sunny and 53 on Wednesday afternoon. I'm KNSS meteorologist Anna Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, 32 degrees. We have a south wind at 15 miles per hour. 6:36 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. December 7th, 2021, on this date in 1972, America's last moon mission to date was launched as Apollo 17 blasted off from Cape Canaveral. Apparently, our government and NASA said, we know enough about the moon now, so for the next 50 years or so, we won't go back to the moon. Yeah, so that was in 1972. You've heard of someone cutting off their nose to spite their face?
No, I've heard of it.
This is someone who burned down their home to fight their snakes. Officials in Poolesville, Maryland say a home was accidentally burned to the ground where the owner tried to get rid of snakes. Officials in Montgomery County say the homeowner tried to create enough smoke to oust the snakes, but the home caught fire, causing $1 million in damage. The Washington Post quotes a fire official as saying, the well-being of the snakes that infested the home is undetermined. Not the first time I've ever had a story like that or read a story like that on the radio, because it happens about every 7 or 8 years. You'll have a story of somebody trying to drive some sort of critter out of their house with smoke and flame and burn down the house.
I believe the last incarnation of that I heard was southern Oklahoma somewhere.
Not long ago.
And it had to do with a tiki torch and somebody trying to get rid of spiders.
Should be. Yep.
And, yeah.
Okay. Well, I think this is the story of the day. I'm not sure. You know, some people try to get around the COVID vaccine mandates by getting a fake card, but in a northern Italian town, a dentist tried to get credit for a vaccine by getting it in a fake arm. Happened in Biello, where a man came in for a shot last week, but when he offered his arm, the nurse, Flippa Bua, says it was cold and gummy, and the skin tone didn't match the rest of his body. She thought maybe the man was an amputee and mistakenly offered the wrong arm, but on a closer look, the arm offered was a silicone limb. The nurse says the dentist acknowledged he didn't want the shot, but did want the super health pass that lets Italians into restaurants, movies, and similar venues. He may also have to enter a courthouse. Authorities say he now faces criminal charges. Well, had to get around the mandate there. 6:38 now, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. On a Tuesday morning, time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Mr. Tom Leffler. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Jad. Well, last week, the five area feed yards cash cattle volume was over 97,000 head. This now makes four straight weeks of exceeding 95,000 head. The average Kansas steer price came in at $141.69 on the hoof, which is $17.51 higher than 7 weeks ago. The cattle complex started Monday lower and then rallied and closed positive. Most all contracts held below last Friday's highs. The lean hogs closed with triple-digit losses yesterday. The February contract left an open gap to the downside, while we saw February and April lean hogs trade and close below last week's lows. On the close, February live cattle were 70 cents higher, 139.65. January feeders $1.12 higher, 165.25. And Feb hogs $3.27 lower, 78.22. Now, Monday's weekly export inspections for the wheat, corn, and soybeans are still running below year-to-date levels. The wheat, corn, and soybean complexes yesterday all traded and closed two-sided. We also saw the Kansas Good Excellent Wheat Crop Rating come in at 49%. That's down 13% from what it was last week as we continue to see the results of the dry weather. Thursday is the monthly USDA supply and demand report. At the moment, March KC wheat down a half a penny at 822. March corn down 0.75 at 582.75. And January beans down 3.25 at 1258.25. January crude oil trading $2.08 higher at 71.57. February gold's up $4.20 at 1783.70. December S&P 58.5 points higher at 46.48.75. December dollar index 9 cents higher at $96.41. And December Dow Jones futures up 339 points at 35,551. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
No, Tom, we watch those market swings, at least on the stock market, back and forth every day. 300 points up, 600 points down, 300 points, you know. What does all that mean? Is there ever going to find some place where they just kind of stabilize or not have those giant fluctuations?
Oh, sometimes you find a point where, you know, we start to stabilize, maybe go sideways, but definitely we've been seeing up and down movement here in the stock market here lately. And this market, you know, reacts to sometimes the craziest things there are out there, too, Steve.
As you know, but the last few years, though, that market's done pretty well for most folks, hasn't it?
Yes, it really has. Now, it's kind of got to the point where, you know, in the last few years, you've got to kind of wonder, does it really reflect what's going on in the economy?
Yeah.
And I definitely do not feel it always reflects what's going on in the economy. But, you know, if you got money invested in the stock market, it's done very well.
You know, and it's kind of like a reflection of society. We are at an emotions count so much anymore, more than somebody's, you know, logical reasoning or, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes people get too emotional about things, don't they?
Well, and emotions have a lot to do with our markets. And
that's what I'm saying, yeah.
People, you know, if you go and I deal with a lot of people in the ag world, but you can just take any kind of a sale, whether it's somebody's estate sale or you're going to a cattle auction or a land auction, people get caught up in a moment. And sometimes people go crazy bidding too much. Or sometimes you find a group that just do not want to pay what it's worth, and there's a low bid coming in throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if they look at it that way, it makes a little bit more sense about sometimes why things have the range they do and sometimes do some things that you might even call crazy.
Yeah. We seem to be this is a blanket indictment. We seem to be a people anymore that just can't say no to ourselves. I'm guilty as everybody.
You might have a point there, Steve.
I'm guilty as everybody else. So there you go. All right. Thank you, sir. 6:42, Steve and Ted in the morning here. And coming up, we've got, in about an hour from now, we'll talk with Sedgwick County Commission Chair Pete Meitzner. How about that? We'll talk with Pete about an hour from now, about 7:35 this morning. Employment cycling, the workers' time for a raise. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning, 6:47 KNSS on a Tuesday morning. We have three big things. 80 years ago today, Japanese forces attacked Pearl Harbor and other U.S. military facilities in the Pacific, bringing America into World War II.
Two.
Police standoff with a man in a stolen rental truck ends peacefully after several hours in South Wichita.
One.
President Biden and Russian President Putin to talk today with new fears that Russia could invade Ukraine. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Starting to see here in Wichita those traffic volumes really picking up out there. And so just starting to see some heavier traffic volumes in the Wichita area at this time, especially right around I-235 and Kellogg and I-135 and K-96 at North Junction area. Seeing north and southbound traffic starting to bunch up quite a bit there. Traffic on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe Dubrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Located downtown at Market and Waterman and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Mostly cloudy today with a high of 44 degrees. Cloudy and cool tonight, the overnight low 30. Wednesday, sunny and a bit warmer. Tomorrow's high, 53 degrees. Now a mostly cloudy sky, 32 degrees. And we have a south wind at 15 miles per hour. The Monarch says shop local this holiday season for the whiskey lover in your life. Gift cards, apparel, and glassware available for all of your gift-giving needs at the Monarch, 579 West Douglas in historic Delano. 6:52 now, Steve and Ted, on the style, taking a look now at business news. The Dow had its best day in 9 months Monday on Wall Street.
Behind that enthusiasm, hopes that Omicron will be a milder variant of COVID that won't require economic shutdowns. The Dow ending up 646 points, erasing its Friday losses. The S&P higher by 53, the NASDAQ up 139. Cyclical stocks led the markets as energy, financial, and industrial sectors move higher, lagging the leaders, healthcare, technology, and communications sectors. Meanwhile, oil rebounding after 6 weeks of losses as investors look to Omicron impacts that are less severe than feared. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
Toyota says it plans to build a $1.3 billion electric vehicle battery plant near Greensboro, North Carolina, that will employ at least 1,750 people. The Japanese auto giant joined Governor Roy Cooper and other officials in making the announcement Monday at a site in Randolph County. Toyota says the U.S. factory will make batteries for hybrid and fully electric vehicles. Plant would start making batteries in 2025. There you go. Another big plant being built in North Carolina.
Yeah, not Kansas.
Nope. Employment cycles, the workers, time for a raise. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with us again this morning. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Steve and Jad. You know, you've probably seen the cycle a few times in your life. Buyers or sellers markets, employers or workers markets. When the market favors the employer, that means there are lots of unemployed workers, so businesses can bring down pay and pull back on benefits. Well, we're shifting now, and workers are in the driver's seat. Wages are going up, benefits enhanced. There is a great resignation going on. That's what they're calling it. Workers are fed up with furloughs, layoffs, masks, etc., and they have enough put away. Those who do have that are quitting. And those who have worked through the pandemic and for the most part are happy with their jobs may be in a position to get a bump up in salary, but asking for a raise can be kind of nerve-wracking. Job recruiters interviewed in JobVite's 2021 Recruiter Nation report say that workers are successful at landing greater salaries. Since 2020, they report that raises are up more than 20%. Knowing your worth as an employee is key to having success asking for a pay raise. Pay scales in California are probably much higher than they are in Wichita, Kansas, so research your position and learn salary ranges for your industry and your area. Before you walk into the boss's office, have what salary increase amount you have in mind, 15%, 20%, and have the minimum you would accept without quitting if you choose to have an ultimatum like that. Prepare the points that you want to make and have them at hand for the interview. For example, if several key employees have retired, you may be doing much of their work. That may qualify you for a different title and a raise. Point out how you have specifically contributed to the company's success. If you need to bring in backup materials, have them available. And if you can, put together a presentation that illustrates all of your points. And of course, if you have any questions, give me a call, number 634-2222. Just ask for Don Grant.
The governor of Missouri is putting forward the idea of raising all state workers by 5.5%.
Wow.
So you've just kind of dovetails with what you're talking about there. Trying to keep his people, trying people on a job.
Well, they don't want them going to another state, you know, and going to North Carolina and working in a new battery plant, you know. Yeah, exactly.
There must be something about North Carolina that those big companies just love. Is it cheap labor or something?
I think a quality of life is
quality
pretty
of life. Yeah, things like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Today is kind of strange. Today is World Trick Shot Day. The world-famous Harlem Globetrotters, the originators of the trick shot, bring this celebration to give enthusiasts a chance to showcase their most impressive shots. If you're playing basketball today, most of you probably are not. But like the Harlem Globetrotters, this day celebrates the trick shot. And, you know, they always had something. The Globetrotters, one of my favorites, with that ball and string where they're shooting a free throw. And the guy throws it up there, and the ball comes back like a yo-yo to him. That's one of my favorite trick shots.
You played basketball in high school, didn't you?
Yep.
Yeah, I remember playing. Well, I was going to say, I remember playing, and then I remember we always tried to mimic what those guys were doing.
Oh, yeah.
You know? You always had a few of them, and never very successful at
impossible,
it.
Impossible. Well, of course, when I was in high school, before the coaches came up, we had, you know, about 15, 20 minutes to just shoot, practice our shots, which meant that I would stand out at half court and just pump away for 20 minutes for half court. Got to where I could enter pretty well. But that's the other trick shot I had in junior high school. I had one called a high archer. I would stand at the free throw line and push the ball up as high as it could, almost to the roof, so that it would come down and make a basket. And I got pretty good at that. Called it the high archer. Looked funny. A lot of fun.
Yeah, I bet it did. Yeah.
But any trick shots in pool? I don't know. I'm not a trick shooter. I just, you get to, you know, you get to crummy, same old crummy shot every day for me. So there you go. But
if
you got a trick shot, today is the day to do it, right?
All right.
Hey, I guess so.
Don, why don't you keep warm today, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
I will. I'll see you then.
Absolutely. 6:55 now. Steve and Ted coming up. Our news at the top of the hour here on KNSS at 7 o'clock. Biden and Putin to talk about Ukraine. We've got the story and more news on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.